Puck stolen, Ekholm in front, all alone, Harvin trying to force it home, and he does! Kane takes it from Dreisaitl, Kane with speed off the side of the net, sharp angle, Dreisaitl scores! It's down low, McDavid near the net, moving to the front, trying to force it home, and he scores! CeCe winds up and scores! He had Kane out front, McDavid down low, and Hyman scores! Now it's McDavid moving to the net. One-timer, Dreisaitl scores.
Stop! He's already dead.
I think you're going to want to hear this.
Hit the music.
Well, what do you want to talk about? It's Supes Oilers Ultimate Post Game Show about 15 hours late. What's going on? Spent 12 of those hours doing the opening, but I hope you enjoyed it because I did. I don't know if you follow me on Twitter. I say that a lot. If you followed me on Twitter, you sure got a show from me last night. I do not like the LA Kings. I really don't like the LA Kings. There is a lot of times when I watch the Edmonton Oilers play, as is expressed on this podcast, where I just get mad at the Oilers. I don't really get mad at the opposition. You know, for the most part, all the teams, you know, they're the good guys in their minds. We're the bad guys in their minds. You know, vice versa. You know, that's sports. The LA Kings have a really, 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 really. It's hard. Really, embarrassing team. Embarrassing is the right way to put it, because they don't have a team that'll beat you up. Nobody, like hardly anyone on that roster is going to drop the gloves. If they do, they can't really fight. They don't got anyone who is intimidating. And they don't have a lot of skill. And they play the most boring system in the league. Like, there is nothing admirable. There's just no endearing qualities to the LA Kings. None. Absolutely none. Andrei Kopitar is one of my favorite players during his time. That poor guy, he has to fucking captain this shit show led by Rob Blake, who has severely fucked up that situation. Still salvageable, still very salvageable, but oh dear God. He has filled that organization with absolute shitbags, chicken shits. This is honestly, easily the most unlikable team we have seen since those early 2010s, 20-teens, whatever you want to call them, Vancouver Canucks. The 09 to 2014 Vancouver Canucks of Mike Gillis and Ryan Kessler. And Kevin Bieksa, and even though we all love Kevin Bieksa, now we do, we really do, him on that team made him so unlikable. Even though he was always the guy who it's like, yeah, he plays like a chicken shit, but he can throw. You respected Kevin Bieksa. You didn't like Kevin Bieksa was more in line with, who's a good example, Matt Tkachuk. as, yeah, you don't like that guy, but you want him on your team. The Kings, and to the same extent, those Canucks teams, just had a lot of guys that you'd never want associated with your hockey club. Rafi Torres. And Raf, thank Christ, when he was in Edmonton, he didn't start pulling some of the shit that he pulled elsewhere. You know, all the headshots. Mark Smith might disagree, but that was really the only one that Raf ever doled out that was borderline. It would be suspended today. Back then, Mark Smith laid the exact same hit on Ryan Smith in game one of that series. Rafi Torres hit... No, that wasn't Mark Smith. Sorry, I'm getting Mark Smith and Milan Mihalik mixed up because of the Ryan Smith hit. Mark Smith laid the exact same hit on Ryan Smith in game one that Rafi Torres laid on Milan Mihalik in game two of the Sharks-Oilers series in 2006. Anyway, Rafi Torres at that time was admirable. I don't even know if admirable is the right term, but he was just a heavy hitter. He started becoming a headhunter late in his career when his overall game took a major nosedive. Max LaPierre, one of the most unlikable players in league history. I'll never forget Ray Ferraro going off about him one night when he was in Montreal. He hit someone. I think they were playing San Jose. He hit someone from behind, and then he was on the bench after as the guy was down. He was laughing about it, and Ferraro just went off. And everybody said the same thing about Max LaPierre. He was like a superstar in practice and then a nothing player when the game started. Like, that Canucks team was so fucking unlikable. And then you pile on top of that, the Canucks, I gotta be honest, of all the fan, I try to give fan bases the benefit of the doubt. They've got a really insufferable fan base. It's a really weird fan. It's a weird dynamic with the Canucks fans. It really is. They seem to be unhinged on another level. I know all fans are, but they just, yeah. And then you had Jim Houston doing their national game, supposed to be being a national broadcaster, being a fucking egregious homer on the air for them. You had the fucking Green Men. They were the most. And at that time, I'll put this one on top. They had Luongo. And Luongo now, kind of like Bieksa, is beloved. But in 09, 10, and 11, what we got to see of Luongo at that time was just a guy who in his public life seemed to be just a total fraud. Like, that's how he came off as, you know, he was always talking about how much he loved the spotlight and he loved the pressure. And then he would wilt anytime there was pressure. And it was just kind of like, dude, we can see you don't. I know you're trying to kind of pump your own tires here and, you know, you kind of got to do that. We can see you don't like pressure hockey. You get jittery. It's obvious. But anyway, I hate pointing that out now because I absolutely adore Luongo. I adore Kevin Bieksa. Like, yeah, and that's the thing. Guys on every team, for the most part, guys in every locker room, they are good guys. You know, I don't want to sound like one of the old school media guys, but they are good guys. Having said this, this Kings team of Adrian Kempe and Drew Doughty and Trevor Moore and Blake Lizotte and Pierre-Luc Dubois, like, go down the list. They have so much shit. Just absolute dishonorable shit on the roster. Mikey Anderson. Mikey Anderson's killing a penalty last night. It's late in the game. He goes right after Kane with a cross check. He gets him as hard as he can with a cross check in the back. And like, I was going to, and I actually should go back and take the clip off the screen. He runs away before Kane can even do anything. He runs away. And he's killing a penalty. The game's 6-1. Don't give me that shit. Don't give me that shit excuse that, you know, I had to go back to killing a penalty. Shut the fuck up, you chicken shit. PLD with that slew foot on Nugent Hopkins. I know it won't be suspended, And by the standard of the league, in fairness to this trash league, it won't be suspended. But that should be, that is the type of play that should be suspended, because what are you doing? Other, like, it's just an intent to injure. That's all it is. That is all you're doing. That's all you're trying to accomplish there. It's just one intent to injure. Englund, it was clear how that shit show with the Kane hit, and he did not intend to get him in the head, but he got him in the head with his shoulder. How that was rescinded to a 2-minute, I will never, ever know. And then I don't know, in fairness to the Kings, how they ended up down 5-on-3. That should have been 5 in a game for Englund, and that be the end of it. And Englund should still get suspended. Fuck, it's clear as day on the replay. It's a fucking headshot. This team is so fuck. And like the Kane, man, they go after Kane. The Kings are that team that'll fucking say, oh, we're getting in their heads. Meanwhile, all of their guys are running around after Evander Kane. And they'll want to tell you, fucking, we're fucking rent free, baby. Rent free. Yeah, rent free. What? Like, you're all trying to get Kane. Oh my God. It's just like, rent free, baby. No. 6-1, baby. Like, for the second fucking game in this series. First game should have been 6-2. I made a mistake. Well, it should have been 6-1. I made a mistake. I said that shots scored on goaltenders in game one. There was technically 2 for the Kings, but I think you knew what I meant. That last goal they got, that CC break in the stick. I mean, you couldn't get more of a break. Good God. If the Oilers don't no-show and play like shitheads in game two, this is easily 3-0 right now. Easily. I'm shocked. I am. I didn't think the Oilers were going to get the picture after game two, but they clearly did. And it's annoying as an Oilers fan to know this isn't going to be a sweep. They should dust them in 5, but I don't even trust the Oilers to do that. But oh my God, this Kings team. Just embarrassing, man. What else is there to take away from that game last night? I thought everyone was fine. Stuart Skinner bouncing back. That was a great game. He wasn't overly tested. The Kings rarely had the Oilers running around. One time they had them running around and ended up in the back of the net. That was obviously the Doughty goal. Congratulations to Drew Doughty on getting his first goal in 10 years in the playoffs that he shot into the net. Hey, boy, Drew, you and your fucking soccer mom haircut are going in the Hall of Fame someday, and it's embarrassing the way you have played the last 5 years. You're a disgrace. You've become an absolute disgrace. Not that he didn't have this in his game earlier in his career, but man, it's a way worse look when you're playing on this Kings team as opposed to the Daryl Sutter Kings teams. Holy shit. Like, just have class. Have, like, a little bit of class. He plays with none. And again, I don't mind the way Matt Tkachuk plays, because guess what? Matt Tkachuk will go you. And he's a spot picker, and like there's stuff to not like about Tkachuk. But Tkachuk's a warrior. He is. He proved that in last year's playoffs. I was questioning that before last year's playoffs. Now he's... Dude fucking gets it. He's a chicken shit, but he gets it. This Kings team is just filled with guys that just aren't... at all admirable. Good God. It's unbelievable, man. Kempe chirping at everyone. And a fucking hell of a sniper. But what are you doing? What the fuck are you doing? You can't back it up for shit, man. What the fuck are you doing? And he's just I swear with Adrian Kempe, he's the type of guy who could probably be a 50 to 60 goal guy if he fucking just paid fucking head down and worked. I don't feel like that's a dude who works. I feel like that's a dude who's got a lot more William Nylander in him than he does Matt Tkachuk. Like, where he just thinks he is too fucking good for this. That's not, I take that shot at William Nylander. You know what I mean. You know what I mean. But, again, Oilers. Up 2-1. Two massacres. Like, game one, again, should have been 6-1. This one was 6-1. Kings didn't get their breaks. Shocker! They get blown out. If I'm the Oilers, I want two more I want to humiliate this organization. Absolute humiliate. Absolutely, I should say. Humiliate this Kings organization. Something that came up after the game. I don't know who that is. As I look it up on the Twitters, I had a reply to one Bruce Kerlock. Now, I've gotten on Bruce Kerlock because he likes this Kings team. He thinks they're good. He's very wrong. It pains me to say that as one of Bruce's biggest fans. But he put out here 2 hours ago, as of recording this anyway, the Condors lost the opening game of their series against the Rain 5-1. The Rain are the Kings farm team. In a game where the Rain took some liberties, shocker! I'll end it right there. And he goes on to praise Raph Lavoie and Max Wanner. Shocker that the Rain would take liberties. I just can't believe it. That doesn't seem like the Kings organization. Holy fuck, they are humiliating. Like, I wonder if a guy like Kopitar ever stands up and says, boys, cut the shit. Cut the shit. Like, this is fucking humiliating. We're running around trying to injure their guys while we're getting our fucking heads caved in. You fucking idiots. Thank fuck that Quentin Byfield seems to follow Anje Kopitar's lead. Byfield, an excellent player who is getting better and better, plays hard, plays aggressive, has all the talent in the world. I think he's got superstar ability still. He's the key to this Kings organization moving forward. It's like they have two guys, they have two leaders in that room. And one of them is all class and does everything the right way, and that's Anje Kopitar. And the other is a fucking embarrassment who at one time was one of the best defensemen in the league, and then when his team started to rebuild, he literally quit on them for a few years because, well, the team sucks, so I'm not going to play hard. And he fucking talks shit nonstop out on the ice, can't back it up for shit, and fucking gets absolutely caved every goddamn year against Edmonton. And the fucking Kings room, the majority of them, look at that guy and go, oh, he's the guy I want to be like. What the fuck's wrong with you? What the fuck is wrong with you? So many of you. Trevor Moore, dirty hit on Vinny Desharnais in game one. Doesn't get suspended. Englund, dirty hit on Kane last night. Lizotte, borderline dirty hit on Kane. I don't know. It's like, yeah, he slew-footed him, but he made the hit. And I don't know if a slew foot is a slew foot when you're just kind of trying to take the guy down and you're going down as well. PLD, blatant slew foot. Dirty, dirty, dirty play. And that's not even to make mention of any of the little cheap shots that are going on all over the ice throughout the game. That, by the way, this is not getting talked about from last night's game because the Oilers kicked the shit out of them. That game was a fucking disgrace from an officiating standpoint as well. Because that started happening when they started game managing. They started game managing, and so it was all, well, we're not going to give the Oilers power plays, but if Draisaitl lifts Byfield's stick, we're sure as fuck going to give the Oilers a penalty. And so the Kings started thinking, hey, we can get away with shit. And that's where it began. And the refs lost complete control. To the point where, when the whole mess of the 5-on-3 happened, from that point on, they quit announcing the penalties. I still don't know if Bouchard got a game misconduct or 10 or 5 or whatever. He just all of a sudden got sent off the ice. Doughty, Kane, Kempe's penalty on the fucking 5-on-3. England, I don't know. Like, how do you rescind England's fucking 5? How? It's a headshot. Oh, it was just a shit show. And the league in general should be just beyond embarrassed for what that game was. Because their officials let the game get out of hand, and this is the type of shit that those who advocate for fights in hockey and those who say that, who said forever, for 30 years plus, that you get the fucking instigator rule out of the game. Because this is the type of hockey that gets played. They run their mouths. They play dirty. There's no repercussions of doing it. None. Zero. Just chicken shit hockey. And I haven't even talked about how much they dive. Oh my fuck, do they dive. Everywhere. Victor Arvidsson, have some integrity, man. My God. I'm guessing he's got family members who don't want to be associated with him. Anyway. As always with the Oilers, as always, it's not about the blowout win. It's about, are they going to keep their heads? Are they going to be mature and take this series by the throat? They were in this exact position 2 years ago. They humiliated the Kings in game 3 on the Kings' home ice on a Friday night. And they had a chance to take a stranglehold on the series going into game 4 on the Sunday night. And they laid a fucking egg. What are you going to do this year? You had the chance to take a stranglehold in the series after game 1 going into game 2. You laid an egg. You know the Kings are going to come out hard for game 4. Can you match it? Stu Skinner, can you keep your head again for another game? Can you stay focused? Evan Bouchard, can you stay focused? Bouchard, it wasn't talked about a lot. Bouchard was bad in game 2. He was great last night. He was bad in game 2. I hate knocking Bouchard because, oh my God, some of the people who hate him... There was a guy who said to me the other day, I fucking kid you not. He had a problem with Bouchard because when the puck in game 1 went off Nurse's skate to make it 6-3, he went over and had a chat with Stuart Skinner and looked like he apologized. But after Kempe scored off Bouchard's foot earlier in the game, Bouchard didn't say anything to Skinner. Like, I'm sorry to this guy who's a nice man. And, you know, not meaning to trash this guy. But, like, this is just looking for any reason to hate Evan Bouchard. Did you watch that fucking play? Did you watch that play? What the fuck would Bouchard apologize for? He tied up his man. The puck went off his skate. Shit happens. That play happens fucking all the time throughout the year. I don't ever fucking look for it. Oh, is the defenseman apologizing? Defense is fuck. Is he apologizing? He better apologize for having his foot there. How dare he? Like, shut up. If the same play happens to Matthias Ekholm and Ekholm doesn't say shit to Skinner, you're never fucking acknowledge. You don't realize it. Like, nothing. You'd never say a word about that. That is just looking for any reason to pile on Bouchard. But some people are like that. They just will never like him. He can win North. Paul Coffey was the same guy in Edmonton. Didn't matter what Coffey did. Nobody was ever going to, like, there were just people that were never going to like Paul Coffey. It's Evan Bouchard. But he was not good in game two. He was very lethargic. I feel like Bouchard and Skinner, like, it's not just them two. It feels almost like it's just a team thing. Some nights, they just are not focused. Now, maybe it's those key components that aren't focused, but it always seems like it's in the same games. It always feels like some games, guys are just dialed in, and some games they just aren't. It doesn't feel like it's random with the Oilers. So we'll see. Game four, man, this, I worry they're going to let up again. I hope it was CBA mandated. They didn't skate today. Okay. Like, I just... That's fine. You better be fucking ready to go in game four. Because that doesn't, unless it was CBA mandated, that doesn't feel like the move of an organization that's serious about winning and like, hey, we got to keep our noses down and we got to keep grinding. We're going to dust this series as quick as we can. It's, yeah, we're in LA for a Saturday. Take the day off, boys. No worries. What? What? That country club atmosphere that the Oilers got going on, I don't like it. I don't like it. But we'll see. We'll give them the chance. We'll give them the benefit of the doubt. Man, was I wrong about them bouncing back for game three, though, and getting serious. Woo! I really thought Kings blowout. Here we go. Buckle up. This isn't going to be pretty. And I actually... I'd be okay with a Kings blowout because I know that the Oilers would then wake up the next game. It's the tight losses, the OT losses, that I just don't know what to make of them. I'm going to give the Oilers the benefit of the doubt, though, and I hope that I'm not reverse jinxing them here, but I think the Oilers win a close one in game four. I think they win 5-3 with an empty netter. Something like that. Or if they go to overtime, maybe they actually get a fucking break in overtime for once. Because every time these teams go to overtime, one team gets all the breaks. That's kind of annoying. But yeah, I do expect both teams will be better. The Kings obviously can be better than that. And I think the Oilers are going to be on their game for game four. I think they'll have learned the lesson from game two, and they'll be on it from the jump, game four. That second line, by the way, Knobloch, great adjustment. I didn't think it would be, but great adjustment. That second line was a problem. And what have the Kings done in this series? They have woke up Evander Kane. Thanks, you fucking idiots. That is awesome. That is awesome. Mission accomplished. Your LA Kings. I was so wrong all year when I said they were overrated. Not at all. Not at all. They fucking great team. Cup contenders, no doubt. No doubt. Just a fucking phenomenal team. I should find that tweet from Carlo Colaiacovo early in the year when he's talking about, I wouldn't want to play this Kings team right now after they beat Colorado in November. Can't remember, might not have been Carlo Colaiacovo. I always get Colaiacovo and Frankie Corrado mixed up. You know, what's the problem? Some people might say for me mixing them up. All right, okay, enough of this shit. I've done half an hour. You're welcome. You're welcome. See you next time.
You're fucking done, bud.